8:38. We want to talk about the one-armed festival that y'all have coming up this weekend. Can we talk about that? Okay, who would we talk to? You?
Are you on the phone with
him? Yeah, I think he's on the phone.
No, that'd be perfect. Let me put this on hold, and we'll go here and awesome. Go here. Hi there. Okay, my name's Scott. Who are you?
I'm Tommy Lehman. I work at the local newspaper in Alney, Texas, where the annual dove hunt is held the first weekend of September every year.
How's the weather out there today?
Well, it's supposed to be over 100 today, yeah. Unfortunately. Their local weather forecasters are telling us this is the last 100-degree day for the year.
Oh, well, that's good if it's
I
the last
they're right.
one.
Yeah. I hope they're right.
They lie.
they're like doctors. They're just educated guesses.
That's it. So anyway, these other two voices you hear, I'm Scott, and that's Kat.
Kat, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
And here's Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Good morning,
Hi,
ma'am.
Hi, Kevin.
Howdy from Aggieland.
Yeah.
What's the weather like there?
Well, it's same thing. It's hot, you know, and the dove hunters are feeling the same thing down
they
here.
Are.
They're not happy with all this. Now, so people will know, Olney is kind of northwest of the Metroplex. Is that about right?
Well, do you know where Wichita Falls is?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're southwest of there.
I got you.
About 45 miles.
Well, I was telling them, though, one of my favorite movies of all times is The Last Picture Show, and y'all are not far from Archer City, where they filmed that. And there used to be a town called Anarene out there a long time ago.
Sure.
Yep, so there you go. Remnants of Anarene.
There are remnants of Anarene.
Kind of like Stonehenge.
But
you could go to the Anarene.
That's not quite that old.
All right, now, so how long have y'all been doing the one-armed dove hunt out there?
This is the 41st annual
wow,
dove hunt this year.
Goodness.
No kidding.
How did that get started? Do you know?
Yes. Two one-armed local gentlemen, both mm-hmm. by the name of Jack, the two one-armed Jack. We're sitting around drinking coffee, and it was dove season, and they were talking about how they could shoot a gun, and that's how it started.
That's so cool.
Were both of them missing the same arm, or do you know?
No, okay. The opposite.
That's how the gloves swap
okay,
started.
Okay, so they traded gloves. And that makes sense. Yeah. Very practical.
Yeah. Unfortunately, one of the co-founders did pass away several years ago, but they're keeping it on, but it's more about the camaraderie of the
of
people with that are upper amputees that can share their handicap with other people and they go away from here seeing it not as a much of a handicap as when they arrive.
And they probably don't feel so alone.
Yeah. Right. It's really really good for kids and people that have recently become amputees to come here and see that here's a town where people don't stare at you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've become accustomed to it, people walking up and down the street without one of their arms or a hand or whatever, and we don't stare. We welcome them and send them away with a little bit of Texas hospitality and hopefully a new outlook on their life.
So now, how many folks at the high numbers, how many folks do you generally have, not only just amputees, but other people who are there for it, support and stuff?
Oh, I wouldn't begin to even try to count the local people. The amputees are usually about 50.
Gotcha. Well, that's a pretty good number. You know?
It is.
What an amazing ministry.
Yeah, that's
You're
great.
Making
right.
a big difference for people.
It Ma'am, is. It's really great.
Ma'am, are a lot of them now coming back as veterans?
Oh, absolutely. There was a gentleman in here yesterday who's been here 41 times.
Oh, my golly. Wow, that's fantastic. So it's going on. It's always the, you say, the first weekend of the of the month of September, of dove season, and so that's
the first full weekend.
Yeah.
What
right.
time do they officially kick off all of the?
They teed off this morning at the golf course.
Oh, did they?
That's the beginning of the festivities.
A shotgun start from the golf course.
Oh, very nice.
Oh wait, there's the shotgun.
There's the shotgun.
It has
right
a different sound.
Hey, listen.
There is actually a dove hunt scheduled for tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, that's great.
In the morning, there's a 5 cents a finger breakfast.
That's awesome.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's outstanding.
That's great.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun, and it's
Well, super. That's so good. Well, listen, I appreciate you telling us about that, and we may call you back in a year or two and see how things are going out there, and only as they have the beginning today, the one-armed dove hunt. Thanks a bunch for talking to us.
You bet. See appreciate you it.
Take Bye. Care.
Yeah. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah. 5 cents a finger. Put that gun down.
Okay.
All right.
I just like the idea the shotgun started a golf course
like
for
that.
A dove
sure.
hunt.
Yeah, absolutely. So a mother in China has quadruplets, okay? And as might happen in a case like that, they look so much alike, she's confused.
Well, sure.
She's not sure which is which.
That's why you tie a string to each one of their feet of
okay.
a different color.
Oh, of a different... Well, she's come up actually with something that's that lasts a little bit longer than that and is rather interesting.
Oh, no.
It's not a tattoo, is it?
No, no. Four sons, and what she has done is shaved numbers into their head.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that now, like, and they're 6 years old now. They're labeled with numbers from 1 to 4.
Wait, she confuses them and they're 6?
Yeah.
I mean, I would understand if they were 6 weeks,
well,
but
no,
if
they apparently
6 years
still
old.
Look alike. There are apparently pictures around someplace for this. But anyway, Tan Chuan says that the kids look exactly alike, and she says the father can't tell which one is which, and so sometimes he would punish the second one for something that the third one
oh,
did.
Oh, no.
So she just did that. She just went ahead and cut numbers into their hair, so
wow.
that's how you can tell.
So did you say her name was Tan Chuan?
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
there Tange 2 and Tange 3?
Yeah. Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have two locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station and now in Bryan. Brian, come on down and see us.
September, the month everything gets back to normal. So to smooth this transition, Rattlers has some great specials to keep you cool and get you back in the swing of things. Like two king-size candy bars from Hershey, Mars, and Nestle's for only $2.22. Wash those big bars down with any size frozen drink from Icy, Siberian Chill, and Alligator Ice for only 99 cents. Of course, the after-work special with 24 packs of Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $18.29 were applicable. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Tech Center.
Hey, good morning. It's quarter till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a Friday. Kat is here. Kevin's here.
Good morning.
Morning.
I would like to say real quick, I have no idea who put the box of Kleenex in my room, but I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
I've left you a note, whoever you are.
She's had like a drippy nose, and she forgot to wear a long sleeve shirt today. So
oh,
really
you're so gross.
Thank you. All right, there
Scott
we go. Thanks a lot.
From the CDC stopped by earlier.
Yeah, and they said we need to do something about this. Okay, so when Rose Richdone started working at Macy's, women's wool cardigan sweaters cost $2.14 each. Your cotton gabardine raincoats for girls, $2.98. Twin size sheets were $1.11.
What year was this?
Yeah, that's the whole story. Your stainless steel flatware, just 16 cents a piece. A lot's
Holy
changed
cow.
Since then. But Rose retired on Wednesday at the age of 92.
Wow.
That's a long career.
73 years of service at the Macy's
wow.
flagship store in New York City.
No kidding.
Yep. Born in Pennsylvania, Rose and her family had moved to New York when she was just a child so that her brothers wouldn't have to end up working in the coal mines. And so they settled in Brooklyn, where they watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade every year. And she started working for Macy's in 1939.
Wow.
Holy cow.
She was an authorizer of the Department of Accounts Department in the flagship store on 34th Street in New York City. 17-year-old girl fresh out of high school, had never worked anyplace else. She worked there her entire career.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it really is.
Can you imagine the hole that leaves with somebody trying to fill in?
Well, I don't know. I'm thinking about the Christmas bonus.
I'm just thinking about,
you know?
Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
What if I spent 73 years with all the same people at Brian Broadcast?
Well, but they'd leave. I mean, they'd eventually die or leave, see? She's the only one. She knows everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. So
goodness.
There. All right, at the airport of the future, you will tag your own checked bag and even board the plane without the assistance of an employee. In fact, the first actual employee you might encounter would be a flight attendant.
Do you have to frisk yourself?
I don't know how that part's going to work. Okay, I'm good. Alaska Airlines COO tells the Wall Street Journal, the future may not be that far off either. Alaska offers self-tagging baggage service in two airports so far, Eight more are coming this year, and American is launching the same technology over the next 2 years at a number of major airports and in Las Vegas. JetBlue is going a step further by allowing customers to self-board by scanning their own tickets, which is, you know, I guess I can understand that. But
sure.
Again,
I'm just not really understanding how this is going to go against the kind of safety, all
well,
that
no,
jazz.
I think this is probably post-security. I mean, I don't know that for sure.
Yeah,
well,
no,
I guess you got to check your bag, though, before you go into security, don't you, any of your carry-on luggage? And I think that's probably what they're trying to get to do, is get people to do that. You know, of course, curbside check-in is just the best thing in the world.
Yes, it is.
Golly, there's nothing better than
do
that.
Do something with this, would you, please?
Yeah, you know, here's a couple of bucks, and I don't have to go stand in line.
I think that, yeah, I'm agreeing.
Airlines say the new processes will save time and money, and insist that it's not only getting rid of humans, their words, as one expert put it, rather increasing self-service, allowing human employees to focus on people who really need help. Obviously, the employees' unions not exactly liking this one too much. International Air Transport Association wants 80% of flyers around the globe to have a completely self-service experience in the airport by 2020.
I wonder how long that'll last, because when they tried that at grocery stores in the self-check, they're pulling a lot of those out because they don't work.
Right. Well, I know Albertsons, in fact, backed away from that. But you know what? I was in Sam's, and Sam's has that now.
Really?
Sam's has a self-checkout. You can't pay cash or check, but if you're using a credit card, you can do that. And I went in there yesterday and was going to do that because I was only buying a couple deals, but I was paying cash, and so I couldn't
use it.
Were
you going around eating a dinner of all samples?
No.
Did you take your wife out for a classy date
at
Sam's Club?
That's right, classy date. There we go. We're going there, and you can eat with a toothpick out of a little plastic cup. It's just wonderful.
Nothing says I love you like Sam's Club dinner.
Just, you know, like a cocktail party.
The best ever. No winner in last night's drawing for the Mega Millions lottery. That means tonight we're looking at $105 million, and no winner in Wednesday's drawing of the Powerball, so that's at $100 million. So they're both about equal. If you want to go out and burn some money on that, that's available. Speaking of burn, notice how he segues.
That was
such
nice.
A radio professional.
Nice.
The Amazon has introduced their new Kindle Fire HD. See, fire burn. The Kindle Fire HD, newest offering. During a media event in Santa Monica, Jeff Bezos, he's the CEO there, the Amazon guy, says the screen of the new Kindle will have better contrast and 25% less glare than the original Fire. They also said the Fire HD will come with two antennas to offer better Wi-Fi connectivity. According to USA Today, consumers will have two models to choose from. It'll be the Kindle Fire HD, one with a 7-inch screen for $199, and then with a nearly 9-inch screen for $299. But what's also interesting is at the same time they unveiled a new version of the original Kindle Fire. Price on that's $159, so they feel like they've probably got a price point for just about everybody.
This is starting to sound like a car dealership almost.
It is. This one offers a longer battery life and a faster processor than its predecessor, but, you know, they're getting into that part. And you heard this on the Wall Street Journal report maybe earlier this morning. It looks like Apple is going to try to get in on the old digital music niche that's been carved out by Pandora. The company's begun negotiating with record companies on licensing. And unlike the Pandora company, which is still in the red, which pays royalty fees to offset this, if this thing flies, it's probably several months away from a launch, but the Wall Street Journal says that Apple has begun talks to create this rival radio service similar to Pandora's, where listeners can punch in the name of an artist and that they like and then get selections from that singer or other singers that sound like that. They'll have ads on there because it'll be free.
Because Apple needs to find a way to make more money.
They really do. I'm so concerned about them.
I
really am. I just thinking, how in the world can they get better return on their investment? But I'm sure they'll stumble their way to it.
The Midtown Men are coming to town. Four stars from the original cast to Broadway's Jersey Boys, live in concert. Don't miss this Jump to Your Beat concert performance, celebrating the hits of the 60s. From the original Jersey Boys, it's the Midtown Men.
Presented by MSC Opus, Thursday and Friday nights, September 20th and 21st in Rudder Auditorium. Sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Get your tickets now. Call 845-1234.
Harry has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the Accord, Civic, Odyssey, Pilot, Ridgeliner, Cross Tour, or choose a low lease payment of only $250 per month on the popular Accord.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Allen's got your Honda.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
It's time for the inaugural Brazos Valley Fair. Get the family ready for fun September 6th through the 9th with 4 days of excitement, including rodeos, concerts, carnival, fun run, livestock shows, delicious food, and much more. Tickets are just $10 and kids 4 to 12 are only $5. Season passes are available for $25 from Cavenders, Commerce National Bank, and Producers Co-op. All parking for the fair is free, and a free shuttle is available from the Health Science Center on September 7th, 8th, and 9th for satellite parking. For information, log on to BrazosValleyFair.com or call 823-3976. Be a part of history and join us at the fair.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let me see. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tickets. I love when I have an odd number. All right, 695-1620, 695-1620. Next person who calls me gets 3 tickets.
For what?
To the
fair.
Yeah. 695-1620.
Make that clear.
Oh, I thought, yeah, we just did the commercial.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we're also going to tell you about
I was still humming the Honda song. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, that thing is older than you are.
Yeah, it is.
That commercial gets in my head.
Yeah, it's well, that's the reason. It's been around a long, long, long time. How are you?
Okay, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Dan Garcia.
All right, Dan, I got, what did I say, 3 tickets. All right.
Okay.
Got 3 tickets for you. Thanks, man. All right. Hi there. Who's this? Hello? Wait. I didn't have the button pushed. Who's this?
Clay.
Clay who?
Clay Smith.
What do you do, Clay?
I'm the software developer.
Oh, all right. There we go. All right, let me see. That was 2, 3 here, 2 here. All right, pair of tickets for you, okay?
All right.
All right, come by and pick them up at Crystal Park Plaza. Here's our last winner for the day. Dun, who's this?
Dun, dun. Lee.
What's the first name again?
Lee. Lee Martin.
Lee Martin. All right, Lee, come by here. I got a pair of tickets for you. Are you the
Thank
one?
You so much.
Did I go to high school with you?
You did, absolutely, Scott.
Okay, that's a long time ago. All right, there you go.
Back when that Honda commercial came out.
That's right. Yes. His mom was a teacher at school, too.
Oh,
all right,
cool.
So there you go. All right, that's it. That's all the tickets as far as that goes. Okay, 5 unusual uses for nail polish remover. You ready?
Yes.
Super glue skin swab. Do you get your fingers stuck together with super glue? The nail polish remover does a great job of dissolving.
Does it really?
It really does. I had I didn't get my fingers stuck together, but I was using some super glue the other day, and I didn't have nail polish remover, but I used acetone, which is obviously the stuff that works.
Sure. Yeah.
And but don't use acetone to take nail polish off. That's really not too good for you. It's a pretty strong stuff. Anyway, just dampen the cotton swab, rub it on there, and it'll break the glue seal. Window sticker goo remover.
That I knew.
Yep. You got gummy residue on your car window, like maybe if you're taking your inspection sticker off or whatever, you want to put some acetone on there. You can make all that stuff go away and clear it off. If you got a car that's like 27 years old and you've been putting those things on for a lot of years.
Been doing that for 25 years.
Computer keyboard cleaner. Dip a cotton swab in nail polish remover and gently rub the old gunk off your keyboard. Now, all right, look at your keyboard right now, everybody. Look at your keyboard. Okay. Now, you guys have white keyboards or dark keyboards?
Black.
I got both in here, but how about you, Kat?
The one in here is black.
Okay. Now, can you tell what is the dirtiest key on there? What is the dirtiest key on your keyboard? We may do that next week on
the show. I can't tell, but I can tell that the E and the space bar are the most rubbed off.
Yeah, because that happens every once in a while. Yeah, I understand that. But I happen to have, on the white keyboard, I can tell. But I don't know. If they're dirty, does that mean they're used a lot or not much?
That is an excellent question.
It's used a lot because the oil from your skin gathers up. That's like the dirtiest thing in an office is a keyboard.
Yeah, but I mean, but if there's a clean area, that means it gets struck a lot.
Yeah, he's talking about, you talking about dirty in terms of which has the most germs or in which looks the most soiled?
Well, yeah,
because
that's
I can
it.
See
looks
how
the most
germs could look the cleanest if it's been, you know, especially if I've been using that keyboard with a cold.
Yes.
It could still be very dirty.
Yeah, but no, I meant
but
visible.
You mean the most soiled,
right. Yeah.
Which would not be touched very often.
You see, if you were listening to another radio station right now, you'd wonder what the next Kenny Chesney song was going to be. This is so much more important
this
than that.
This is compelling stuff,
this
man.
Is more important. This will give you something to do today as you're sitting there and the boss comes up and busts you for not working. You're going... They had this question today on the Infomaniac.
Or if you're doing your nails at work, you can always, oh, I'm just cleaning out the keyboard,
yeah,
bossy wossy.
But that's but you're going, you know, they gave me a question for all times, and I'm pondering this right now. So
well, it's the new guy. Mine's new.
Yeah.
Well, so mine's not really that dirty.
A scuff eraser. If you've got a vinyl floor, it's got a scuff on it. You can erase that with a little bit of nail polish.
You can also use tennis balls if it was rubber tennis shoes that did it.
Oh, well, that'd be interesting. And then China stain remover. Whip out the old cotton swab. And lightly scrub that stain on your good dishes and then wash them with soap and water, and you ought to be good as far as that goes.
Do you remember what else you can use the fingernail polish away before?
Oh, what was it, a quiz last week? I don't remember.
No, it was a couple weeks ago for killing butterflies.
Oh, that's right. We talked about killing butterflies.
How to make a kill jar if you collect insects.
That's right. And by the way, see, Kevin, you didn't know this. You're supposed to stick them with a special kind of pin. Because the other one will get rusty.
Yeah, normal straight pins get rusty.
Yeah.
They're special.
See, yeah. We'll go over that again.
Entomologist.
Had I have not known, I don't know that I would have been able to continue today.
That's right, but now you do. All right, on this date in history, in 1921, in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the first Miss America pageant was held. It was a two-day event, 1921.